Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
By the way, if you do not have our app, Chavda Ministries app, I mean, we are recommending you do because it is so much, it has got so much content already. And we are continuing to build on it, so thank you. I am still vibrating on what God did at our prophetic fire.
Oh my goodness!
Conference.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That we had some of the great stars, some of the most mighty voices for the present move of God in this nation, and so we are grateful for that, and again, all the ones who helped put it together. It takes the team to make it so. And know that you are laying treasures in heaven as we are touching all of His children out there. As they come, we are blessing them, taking care of them. And there is, someone pointed out to me, and I said, that's true. He said, Pastor, do you realize there aren't that many places right now in the United States where you can go and get prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit? There aren't that many. That just, it's part of their life system in the church is to pray for the Holy Ghost. That either many people just, they don't care about it or that they're not anointed enough to even pray or believe that God is doing that. So, amen. The other thing that I want to talk just a moment about, I'm glad I released Bonnie to be in Kansas City. Gave me a few more days of rest. But we were...
Wash the dishes before I came home, though.
Hallelujah.
Somebody did.
I do that.
Yes, it was Kairos 2017, which was... ecumenical celebration in recognition of the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation and also the 50-year jubilee of a glorious ecumenical celebration of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and worship together in Kansas City in 1977 and the jubilee for Jerusalem. And so it was a recognition of all those things together. There were 44 leaders from around the world, cross denominations, Catholic and Protestant, Orthodox, Pentecostal, Evangelical. It was a really beautiful time.
And what's notable for some of you that note church history is that it was one of the most significant gatherings 50 years ago where the entire stadiums were filled with multiple thousands of people from Protestant and Catholic backgrounds together worshiping and speaking together in the conference. Some of the primary speakers in the Catholic charismatic tradition as well as in the Protestant tradition. It was very historic. And by the way, the singing, Julie Andrews played her part. What was that? Maria von Trapp. She was there. Just want you to know. I remember that.
In 1977.
In 1977.
Yeah,
and she started twirling and running up and saying, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." Yeah. She was there. Really. That's where I got.
Why do you keep looking
impartation
at me? For like I'm going to add to this comedy routine.
and yesterday, how many of you were here for our fall carnival? Oh, listen, if you weren't here, I hate to say this kind of things, but you missed something fun. And whenever you, the king.
Yeah, the king. That king.
That king was there.
And Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman, yes. Mm-hmm. A junior Wonder Woman. And we had several. I had Guardians of the Galaxy come. Several people from Star Wars came.
I heard Catwoman made an appearance.
Catwoman came. I had to, her, you know, you have to be careful for the whip she carried. But, oh, yeah, there they are. Praise God.
And one of the most fascinating to me, because I was receiving live reports in Kansas, one of the most fascinating costumes for me was a deer and a hunter that showed up together. I was really astounded, especially by the antlers.
Yeah, that was the prettiest deer I have seen.
Yeah, I saw the look in the hunter's eye, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He had his eye on the prize, so to speak.
She was turning around saying, I bind you, I bind you. So anyway, but it was delightful. I think Megan had something to do with the deer, and Seth was the hunter. Anyway, but I wanted to specifically, again, thank the people who put this all together. Mary Nykum, Diana Thawne, Pam Lee, our life group leaders, Sarah Chavda, Michael Nykum, Heather Harris, all our youth group, Ty Byrams. Ty was in one of the most awesome clown outfits, and you should have seen her. If you have not seen Ty glumping around on those shoes, I could hear him far distant. I said, the clown is coming. And Bill Chaplinsky, and a lot of people. It just was, I love that. I get to go all over, you know, and I'm in some of the big crowns, the National Apostles Conference and the National Prophets Conference, all that, 3,000, all. For me, I would rather be with
Amen.
Our kids
yeah.
here.
Amen.
I just
Amen.
Want you to know. Yeah. Last year, I made the mistake of not looking at the schedule in the incisive way I needed to. And so Nancy Majira talked me into committing myself. She said, please come, we want you. And so she talked me into being there in Chicago in October when we were having the festival here. I said, darn it, I'm going to miss it. So I was told my staff, I'll please make sure no one else gets me. So I was here. So it was so much fun. And there is a reason I'm pointing out, because some of these occasions, these corporate gatherings, it charged my batteries in special ways. Do not miss the different opportunities you have to get together with others, whether it is to watch and pray, of course, Sunday morning worship, but your whole ecosystem spiritually needs this. It's like something in the desert, a plant that desperately needs water. I need to be around godly people and praying, worshiping, and having fun. So it just blessed me. I want to just refer to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19. If you'll turn with me to that scripture. Have I forgotten any announcement here? All righty. And it says, Gospel of Matthew 19, verse 13. Then little children were brought to him, that's Jesus, that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. Yesterday I had a chance. It was one of the most important jobs at the fall carnival. I was the king of the carnival, and whose very particular job was to give free hugs. And I may continue that ministry here from time to time. Anyway, but the reason I'm mentioning it, those being around those kids, it ministered to me more than it, I think, ministered them. But it was, I'm sure it was a mutual benefit. But we don't realize, and I am praying that the Lord, in this new year that began with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the Feast of Tabernacles that we just went through, this is September, October, early part, the Jewish New Year began, and that's on God's calendar. And I said, Lord, what are you doing? And I'm realizing, he said, I'm going to show you, and you're going to sense it. And I could feel, number one, I laid hands on people, and I could hear the shofar blowing through my body, and that the healing glory was being restored in a higher level in the corporate body of the Lord Jesus. And that in that, then, that there was a refreshing spirit coming over our worship, our prayer, our praise.
Amen.
And we want to note, praise God. I thank Heather for reminding us and your mother for texting and pointing out to us on Friday. We agreed together to bind again in a special way. We got to enforce the name of Jesus and the power of light and the power of deliverance and healing over our nation and the nations. But that where there is any spirit of racism, it is bound. It's
Amen.
A demon. The
Amen.
Spirit of bigotry and prejudice is bound in the name of Jesus. Those are spiritual forces more than anything. And you and I together have the authority to bind that in our city, in our region, and over the nation. So I'm so glad that the Lord, as we prayed, his power came, and that whole yuck stuff of racism, whatever, they were trying to energize once again, whoever, and I believe there are people underneath who want to just stir up division and hatred in our nation so they can keep us weak, and that those demonic forces were bound. Praise God. Give the Lord a big clap.
Thank you, Lord.
So it just shows, just another extra point, we need to completely come together more and more and have a restored vision of the power of prayer, the power of worship, and the power of the name of Jesus to bind those things. That we have authority. Say authority.
Authority.
And I'm grateful for the leadership Bonnie and Cindy and some of the ladies are giving in this city for seeing that we have a city turnaround. That and I was just, I didn't realize until they showed the figures that the reason, I said, this is not Charlotte.
Yeah.
This is not the Carolinas that people would go in this way about restrooms where men can come into women's bathrooms or the values for our children that even in kindergarten they are being taught about lifestyles, sexual lifestyles that are not appropriate. And I said, what's happened? And it's because somehow the wool has pulled over our eyes, and 84% of the voice of the Christian values is not being heard because the shofar has not been blown. We have not woken up. Well, arise, shine, for your light has come. So, by the way, I wanted to ask you, can we get a list like where we said the names
yes,
of people?
Yes, we have the materials both on available on Facebook on Show Up Charlotte hashtag, and you can follow some of the stuff or connect.
So
with
at the end, they can go and get
Cindy will be back there, yes, and we do have materials. We have specifically vetted the candidates. We do have recommendations, and we also have
and there is a website that they can go to also
yes,
to get the
all
names.
Of those things. If you can just stop and see Cindy.
What's the name? Are we holding it secret, the website name?
Show Up Charlotte.
Show Up Charlotte. Okay.
And we also have another one called Flip the City, but yeah. Show Up Charlotte.
Show up Charlotte.
That's good. And one of the important things with our...
I could have taken a picture of my scar and Show Up Charlotte that they could have an extra treat. But that's beside the point. Sorry.
That is beside the point, actually.
Yeah.
One of the important things has to do with the city council at large voting, where even though you have option to vote for four, you need to just vote for two, because otherwise it dilutes the vote, and ends up disempowering the vote for those that we know are competent to actually hold that office. So Cindy will be there. We have materials. We have materials on the website. We have materials to hand out and all the information that you need. Two, again, if you are not a Charlotte voter, you know people who are. And so it's very important that you get fully informed and talk to your friends and make sure we get the souls to the polls.
That's very rhyming. All right. The other scripture I had, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16, says this in the context of just what I felt like I experienced with the children. It really blessed me. It says, the Lord Jesus, in verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Say, I'm chosen by God.
I am chosen by God.
Tell your neighbor, you are chosen.
You are chosen.
And then there is a purpose for that.
Amen.
That you should go and bring forth fruit. Mm-hmm. And that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. We have quoted that scripture, but let's put it in context that, you know, whatsoever we ask in his name, we'll get it. But it's in the context of knowing your identity.
Yes.
You have been chosen. Say, I have been chosen.
I have been chosen.
And I have a purpose.
And I have a purpose.
And that purpose is to what? To bear fruit.
That's right.
And what kind of fruit? It's also God, the Lord Jesus explains. It's the kind of fruit that remains. Say, fruit that remains.
Fruit that remains.
So there is a kind of fruit, therefore, obviously, that does not remain, but our fruit will remain. Say, I'm chosen.
I'm chosen.
Therefore, realize that Jesus has chosen us. And why are we chosen, by the way? Because he loves you and I.
Amen.
Say, I am loved.
I am loved.
By the Father.
By the Father.
The Son.
The Son.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
And you know, I mean, it's obvious. We know every week we take communion. It's to symbolize and memorialize the fact and receive the blessing of Calvary that Jesus chose. He chose you to such an extent that he laid his life down for you. And he sacrificed himself for you. Say, I am loved.
I am loved.
I am chosen.
I am chosen.
I'm important to God.
I'm important to God.
And in return, we choose Jesus.
Mahesh, I've been thinking recently about the significance of Jesus' death by crucifixion, because there would have been many ways that he could have been killed. But there was a specific cosmic, spiritual, legal, identificational reason that it was by crucifixion, because crucifixion was the singular kind of death that actually declared the person being crucified was a non-entity, was an insect, was a nobody, was a nothing, was the lowest of the low, and it was the utter degradation, because in addition to the torture and the suffering, they were naked, and so the crowds would literally pass by and see all of, you know, the exposure of the individuals being crucified. And the significance of Jesus taking on utter infamy and non-existence, so to speak, in order to give us the identification of sons of God is absolutely astounding.
Amen.
And that was the reason behind crucifixion in specific. In Galatians 3:29 and into 4, it says, if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. That means literally his children, and heirs according to the promise. And it says, I say that an heir, as long as he is a child or an immature one until he comes of age, it's like giving the kid the keys to the car before he, you know, knows how to drive or should be driving, doesn't differ from a slave at all, though he is master of all, but he's under guardians and stewards. The word is sort of like baby, has a babysitter, you know, until he grows up, until the time appointed by the Father. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
Yeah. So we are adopted. Say adopted. Adopted. So as you are, you have been chosen by God, therefore, as we grow up, each day, we ourselves also do a choosing. Each day, I choose Jesus. Mm. I'm not wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I know, and today, may that be a living, refreshed revelation to you. You are chosen. You belong. You are loved. And Jesus did that by the most awesome, universal, explosive event in history. He laid his life down for you, the Son of God himself. Now, therefore, consciously, each day, we choose Jesus. Each day, and if it necessary, each hour, we have a choosing, and I am choosing Jesus. How many of you would say, I choose Jesus?
I choose Jesus.
Say, I choose Jesus.
I choose Jesus.
Every day.
Every day.
All right.
Hallelujah.
That means each day. Because Father God chose me and you. Jesus, the Son of God, chose you. The Holy Spirit, in the now, today, he has chosen you.
Hallelujah.
Father, the triune God has chosen you. Today, we choose our God. And yesterday, it was just really beautiful because I was sitting at a strategic place to give free hugs. And a lot of people came up. And when, by the way, when you visit the king, you don't go away empty-handed. I gave. See, some of you missed it. The king would have given you Tootsie Rolls, M&M's, all kinds of goodies. But we were in giving hugs. I was blessing them, of course. I was speaking a blessing over all of the children. But I remembered many of these little children. Now, I was so proud that so many of you invited families that we don't know, some that we have never met before, and they came, and I was proud that they, and these families have done their own choosing. They have chosen Jesus, and they have chosen to bring up their kids to know the Lord, and in that then, there is a place where I remember those kids have been dedicated here, and they have been blessed here.
Yeah.
As we receive in different ways, we receive a blessing from God. It is also appropriate that in return, if as we grow up and we come into maturity, that we bless back also, that we also become a carriers of the blessing and bless. Bless, who has blessed us, therefore? Our parents have blessed us. In return, we owe them blessing and honor. We see to the whatever degree we can to bless our parents while they're living, and we honor their memory as they go on. And we bless, like we bless the church. It is the church of Jesus that is stewarding the mysteries of God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus. To the degree we can, we also bless back. That is, as we grow, we don't just receive. It is okay. of course, to receive as much as God gives. But also there's a place that I give back. I bless in return. The thing that, I was getting so blessed being with the little ones. And some of you were observing me. But there were several that ran up. There was one young lady about 4 years old that she was, I think, a bumblebee. She had wings. She ran from her mom and the company of some adults, and she ran up. I don't think she could read. I don't know. But she ran up, jumped into my lap, and had the most trusting eyes. And she looked up and she said, "Tell me a story." So, your pastor is ready in season and out season. I told her the story of the princess from Austria. It's from a real story of history. From Sarah and I happened to watch a movie. It was a trilogy. Some of you who live in Europe, Anders and Gabby, you might have, in Europe, they saw the history of, well, it's beside small little rabbit I wanted to chase there, but it was a sissy, they call it. Yeah. Do you remember the sissy? Yeah. They come every, most time Christmas time, they tell the story. Well, I told the story to that little girl of that princess very briefly. I even sang her, because it was about Austria. I sang her the Julie Andrews song. Don't think she wanted to go home, you know. Anyway, but the thing that was so blessing, and I pray God give, I felt like from the Holy Spirit, her eyes were filled with such a sense of wonder. As she saw all of the stuff and the rides and the fun, and then here was the guy dressed up as a king telling her stories and singing to her. Her eyes just kind of went, just shining. And I said, everybody needs to get a treat of these kind of children just giving you a hug, being around you. And what a joy it is, a privilege for us to be able to, part of that is to steward the raising up of these precious children here and doing our best for the city and this area so these children, they grow up in the right kind of atmosphere and the right kind of values. And may the Lord, that was part of what I felt the Holy Spirit is doing this year as we go into the season soon of Christmas and New Year, that He's restoring to us a fresh sense of wonder and a fresh sense of reverence and a fresh sense in that then of worship and thanksgiving. Amen. That it is not so much about me, but it's about God. And that as they come, Acts 16, if you want a refreshing on that, where the Paul and Silas are in prison, they have been whipped in the deepest, uttermost parts of the bowels of that, you know, pretty dark prison. And in the middle, at midnight, they are found to be singing and praising God, having a revival service. Yeah. And it did not, they did not lose the sense of wonder in worshiping God. Wow, we get to praise God. It's not about me and how I feel, but it is about the Lord and His glory. So may that sense of wonder in worship, and therefore getting some of that sense of, with wonder comes honor, and with honor comes reverence, that we can get that spirit flowing through us and then around us, that we don't have to so much preach as that impart that sense of wonder, that with that comes, for me, automatically, there is a sense of, I was listening to General Kelly talk about, even in recent days, about our soldiers just willingly laying down their lives because their friends were in danger. They went out. These two young Marines went out to confront the terrorist who was coming towards them. So, and they knew they would have seconds to get out there, and there was not going to be any seconds. And they didn't care. They were right there, and they gave their lives for their fellow soldiers and for America. And as we put that in context then, may we get the sense of reverence for our armed forces, for our flag, for what it represents, the sacrifice, a lot of wonderful people. It's not just, it's when we honor the Lord, we are going to be starting honoring the things that we owe honor and reverence to. And part of it is the flag and the sacrifice of so many awesome young men and women that have laid down their lives for their nation and their country. So the wonder of worshiping the Lord and the sense of honor being restored for our flag, for our history, for our armed forces. And that you quoted that in another way, but Romans.
So Romans 8.
I want to quote to you just one more scripture, and I'll let you go. Since you appreciate your pastor, you will. Thank you, by the way, for those.
Yes, amen. Thank you. While you're going there, the next two verses in that Galatians passage says, we're very familiar, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. And therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Amen.
Abba, Father.
Romans 8:14 through 17 says this, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
And sons and daughters of God, I mean, it's implied. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Say, no fear.
No fear.
But you have received the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Say, I'm adopted. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
If indeed we suffer with Him,
hallelujah,
that we may also be glorified
thank
together.
You,
say, Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Say, I am adopted.
I am adopted.
So I wanted, this is just 20 seconds, but I wanted you to see the reaction of this little girl who gets the news that she has been officially adopted. And it just came out a few days ago. I don't know whether you saw it, but can you play that, please?
Our kids, the meaning of what the holidays are about. Amazing, the number of hands that have come together to help the family get into this house.
This is one of the biggest projects the Surprise Squad has done yet. And we came out in full force.
It's really important that this family has a nice home for Christmas and then obviously gifts on the tree.
Right around the holidays, of course, is when
anyway, we
really
missed the first part of it.
Hopefully
but
when they walk in that door, they'll all be able to smile.
And anything we can do to make their lives a little bit easier, we're more than happy to do.
I can't wait to see the reveal tomorrow in their faces when they see what we've done.
We're on our way to pick up the family right now, and they have no idea what's coming.
Here they come.
That was what, now, for me, when I saw that, I said, that's what the Bible says. I am adopted by the greatest family on earth. God the Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit have adopted us. I should be jumping around and saying, I am adopted. I belong. Say, I belong. Tell your neighbor, you are adopted. In the best family,
in the best
on earth.
Earth.
Hallelujah. So, praise God.
That's beautiful.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Abba, Father.
Abba, Father. Say, Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Praise God. Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do, I'm going to lead you in a prayer, but then in a moment, we are going to ask. We are going to make it turn around. Today is children, it's Kids Day. What do we call it? Kids Sunday. Well, we have requested the kids. They carry a blessing. All right? As we have prayed for them and blessed them, I wanted to turn it around. They're going to bless you. So we're going to have a fire tunnel. And they're going to lay hands on us. Isn't that fun? Yeah? Would you like? Children are going to lay hands on us. Are they ready? Are they going to be doing it? Praise God. They're ready. Huh? Okay. Raise your hands, all of you. Say, Father. Thank you for your love. I receive the love of Jesus, the blessing of the Father. And I receive the wonderful news. And I'm excited that I am adopted in the best family on earth, the Jesus family. Amen. Praise God. Give him a big clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you want to give us some directions?
So the ushers will be releasing you from the back. And after you go through, we actually are going to have the party continues for Pastor's Appreciation. We have cupcakes, coffee, and of course the voting booth information all in the back. So please, after you come through, the ushers will release you by row. We'll line up over here. Go to the back and get your Pastor's Appreciation cupcake and visit Cindy.
Wow. Amen. Glory to God. Make sure everybody gets a cupcake.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.